As a youth, you are in the foundational phase of your life, and it's the choices you make now that determine how your life turns out. On Youth Cruise, Joseph Dinwoke shares insights that could help you make the right choices in preparation for a great future.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Youth Cruise on Brojid Podcast. Today I want to share with you something I called Handling Stingy Uncles. Now, the reality of life is that as human beings, we need help from each other. And as a youth, you need the help even more. Because at your stage in life, what's happening is that you almost can't take care of yourself. You are still so young to go and work so you can earn. You are still so young to take care of yourself. You know so little to be able to make decisions about your life. And you can't even guide yourself properly to be able to make the right choices, make the right decisions, and lead the right kind of life. That makes it extremely necessary that you have to depend on people. Now, the way it works is that the first set of people you depend on are your parents. The reason is because apart from bringing you into this earth, one of the responsibilities they owe to you is to make sure you are well groomed. One of the responsibilities they owe to you is to make sure you are well trained. One of the responsibilities they owe to you is to make sure that you learn, you develop capacity, you get fed, you have shelter, and all of those things. However, there are times when our parents are not capable of meeting up with the obligation on their own. Sometimes it's because they don't have money as regards helping us financially or being able to meet their financial obligation. Some other time it may just be that they don't know enough to be able to lead us. I mean, an illiterate parent may not have all that it takes to be able to help you make decisions about your career and make some other crucial decisions about job, school, and all of that. That makes it necessary or completely unavoidable that you need help from an external person. That's why I'm bringing it across to you that you need help from your parents, you need help from other people who are not your parents. Now, of course, most of the time, the way you can get this help easily are from your relation. Now, what I want to share with you in this series of teachings is this. I want to show you how do you get help from these people who are your relation that should help you. Now, I don't want to be saying how to get help from your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your niece, and all of those things. So what I decided to do is that I'm just going to use uncle to describe every of your relation that you can get help from. Do you understand that? Now, that's what I'm going to do. That way, it makes it easy for me to say how to get help from your relation. And when I say how to get help from your uncle, you understand I'm referring to all your relations. So what you do is this. When you hear me say how to get help from your uncle or handling stingy uncles, I'm just talking about how to get help from your relations or handling stingy relations. Now, the title of the series, for the meantime, I may change it in the process. It's handling stingy uncles. Now, this whole thing is not about handling stingy uncles. But part of what inspired this is that I've had conversations with people who should have made some progress in their life, but are not making as much progress as they wish. And when I bring up discussions about what's going on, what's up, how far, what about this your uncle should have helped you, what about this your aunt should have helped you, you say, don't mind those stingy people, don't mind those wicked people, they don't want to help. You know, you call them, they won't take your call. Upon that, my father did this for him, did that for him, they still don't want to help. So when I heard such complaints from young persons, I said that, okay, good, let's talk about this matter self. How do you handle uncles who are stingy? And because I don't want to just go straight into answering the question, I decided to put some background to it. So in this whole series, I'm going to start by first helping you understand that you need help. Because there are people that also don't think they need help from their uncles. Why some think that, oh, my uncle is stingy, is not helping. Some other persons feel they are so powerful, they are so good, they don't need anybody's help. So I'm going to take our time to explain to you, this is how to handle stingy uncles. Of course, in the process, I'm going to help you understand, how do you position yourself? How do you receive help from your uncles? And then I also explain to you, there are some persons that call their uncles stingy, but in reality, their uncles are not really stingy. The problem may be from them or that they misunderstood things. Then I will explain to you, how do you qualify to be able to receive help from your uncle? When an uncle helps you, you should be able to help that uncle back. How do you help a helpful uncle? Then we are taught to say thank you to people when they do things for us. So I'm also going to help you understand, how do you show gratitude to a stingy uncle? Now, these are the things I intend to share. In the process, I may add one or two other things or even remove others completely. But I just gave you this as a guide so you understand exactly what I'm going to do in this whole series of teaching. Again, I want to show you, how do you as a young person, how do you as a youth who have parents or maybe whose parents are incapable, whose parents are no longer around or whose parents are incapable of being able to help, based on finances, based on counsel, based on insight in making crucial decisions about life and making progress. I want to help you by showing you what do you do with these uncles, especially as a gang. How do you position yourself to receive help from them? And when they choose not to help, how do you move on with life? How do you still make progress even if this set of people are stingy, wicked, and just refuse to help? Do you understand that? Right. Now for today, I'm going to just focus on showing you the fact that you need uncle. Why I'm saying this is that I've seen people, or I've not known about people who think that they don't need their uncle's help. Now, I wouldn't want you to live with that delusion. Yes. Some persons think they don't need their uncle's help because their parents are rich. Their parents are rich and educated. So, if I need money, I call my father, I call my mom, they'll give me money. So, what am I doing even with you as an uncle? Now, that's a wrong way to think. The reason is because the only help you need from your uncles are not just finances. Yes, the only help you need from your uncles are not finances. Remember when I started, I made a point very clear to you. As a youth right now, you don't just need money. You need somebody to give you the right counsel. Yes, your parents may have all the money they need, but they are illiterate. They don't know what it takes for you to excel in your exams. They don't know what it takes for you to make the right career choice. That is why you can't just say, well, my parents have all the money I need. Why should I come to you for money? You don't do that because your parents don't have all that you need. So what you do is this. Even if you have parents who are very rich, you still need uncle for one or two counsels. And now somebody is even saying in his or her mind, well, my father is rich and he is educated. In fact, my father is a professor, my mother is a doctor. I mean, has PhD. And because of that, I get counsel I need from them and I get money I need from them. Again, you are wrong if you think you don't need your uncle. The reason is because even if your parents are two professors, what is the reality about life is this. They don't know everything. Okay, they may have all the money you need, but they don't know everything. They may know enough to help you make career choice, but they are morally dead. They may know what it takes you to make career choice, but they don't know native intelligence that could help you. As a matter of fact, when you have to make decisions, your decisions are better when they are influenced by sound counsel from different sources. So your uncle, your parents may have all the money you need, have enough sense to guide you in your career, but they may not have enough sense to guide you in your spiritual life. They may not have enough sense to guide you in other areas of your life. That is the point where you get and you come to terms with the fact that your parents are not all sufficient. Yes, they are not all sufficient. So when you have uncles who could help, uncles who could teach you, uncle who could ask you questions, how far? Okay, how is the exam going? How far with your school? Have you studied? Are you studying? What is going on with this? When you have uncles like that, you need their help. Again, even if you don't need uncles for counsel, guidance, and all of those things, it gets to a level in life where you need your uncles to recommend you to a job. I mean, the power of recommendation is so strong. I don't want to spend our time talking about this on this podcast. But what is important is that there are recommendations, there are places your uncle will mention your name, and that will save you a lot of headache. You don't want to hustle or struggle through life by yourself all alone. So you need the leverage that comes with your uncle giving you recommendation, that comes with your uncle mentioning your name in certain place, and comes with your uncle giving you opportunity to meet certain people. My point is that you have your uncles. They are your uncles. You can't change it. You didn't create yourself into your family. God did. When he gifted you those uncles, understand this clearly. You need those uncles. And if you are wise at all, you should put in your best to ensure you get the best value your uncles can give you. And I'm not saying your uncles are God. What I'm just saying is that when God wants to help you, he doesn't appear in physical form. I mean, when he wanted to help the people of Israel, he didn't come down. He said, Moses, my son, I've heard the cry of my servant. Now go and deliver them. There are things you are asking God for. The answer to that, your prayer, the answer to your cry is contained in your uncle. But the problem with you is that you think you don't need your uncle, either because you don't like him, or because you don't like the kind of person he is, or whatever reason that may be possible. And because of that, you decided not to get in touch with them. You decided not to open a functional line of communication with them. And therefore, consistently, you lose of the value they can deliver to you. My point in this podcast as I wrap up is this. As a young person, you need help. You need help as regards finances to be able to feed, clothe yourself, go to school, and all of those things. I mean, you are incapable of being able to fend for yourself. And even if you have left that phase where you are now doing some work, you have graduated, you still need your uncle because they could give you counsel that will help your life. They could give you marriage advice, relationship advice, career advice. They can introduce you to places and give you connections and links. So you need your uncles. And even if you don't need them on those bases, You need just their companionship. Sometimes people giving you counsel or just associating with some persons will influence the way you think. You need your uncles. God has given them to you, and I don't see any reason why you should just reject them. Going closer to your uncle for help is not that you are counting on them as God. It's that you are going close to the servant or the vessel God has arranged in your life that you may drink from the blessing that God has loaded in him.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Youth Cruise. For more episodes, visit brojit.com/youth. For quick tips we share with youths every Monday, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brojit World. You can equally join our WhatsApp broadcast by sending YC to 0810-550-4664.